Hey guys, it's Michelle Collins. Welcome to the Michelle Collins Show. It's my show, and I'm thrilled you're here. We're going to be bringing you episodes every single week with different co-hosts, the same usual nonsense, off-the-cuff humor, news, advice, pop culture. I know it's a novel concept for a podcast, but what can I say? I'm an innovator. That's what I do. You'll be getting episodes every week, but if you want to hear daily episodes, you can head over to my Patreon. That's www.patreon.com/MishCall, MichColl. I have co-hosts every single day. It's funny. It's loose. It's authentic. I do weekly episodes with my mother. If you're curious as to how someone is made this way, I highly recommend tuning into those and some video content as well, which is exciting. I'm off to contour, but I want you to enjoy this episode. It's fabulous. We adore you and we look forward to seeing you over on the Patreon.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Fresh Batch is brought to you by the Forever Dog Podcast Network. Find Fresh Batch and other original comedy podcasts at www.foreverdogpodcasts.com. And maybe you're not in studio with us today, but you can get in on the conversation. Just follow at Fresh Batch Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Sometimes I check it. Sometimes we just have bots take care of it. And if you're a fan of the show, don't forget to subscribe. And please, I do beg, rate us 5 stars and write us a nice review. We might even read your review on the show. Enjoy. Hi, everyone. The energy levels in this room, I'm just going to say they're soaring. They're soaring way up high because joining me in studio today is someone, I mean, I'm looking at you and I have just love emanating from every pore on my big body. And it's the funniest person I know. I really mean this. You are the funniest person I know. And I through and through mean that. It's Drew Droege, comedian.
Oh, hi, Michelle.
Hi, Drew.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to be here.
Drew, you are an actor, a comedian, an impressionist. Can I say that?
sort of impressionist.
You're an artist.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're an artist.
Thank you.
You are starring right now in your very own one-man show.
Yes.
At the Soho Theater.
Yes.
Bright Colors and Bold Patterns.
That's right. We open tonight, so I'm so excited.
It's fantastic.
Very emotional. It's a big day today. My family's flying in from the Carolinas, and they haven't seen it yet. So I'm so glad I get to be here with you and laugh and, you know, kind of
like
get my mind.
Like, take your mind off it.
Yeah, because yeah. It's like, I mean, I'm so excited. I know tonight's going to be a lot, but it's also opening. We have a lot of people coming, and it's and then you add family and the whole thing. And it's just like, oh, and I also have to do the show.
I get it.
So it's like a lot.
Well, I will say that I've seen the show. You were brilliant in it. It's very funny.
You.
But it's really not just funny, because I more know you. We've worked together as like just a funny, but we'll talk about my feelings for you in a moment.
Oh my God.
But the show is actually emotional. Like, it takes you to sad places as well. And it's about you. You're in Palm Springs. You're at like a boys' weekend.
Yeah,
right?
It's a wedding, the night before a wedding. And I just wanted to write something that I would never get cast in, that nobody would ever write for me, you know? And I wanted to kind of do a bunch of stuff in it. And I want it to be funny, but I also want it to be like just, you know, kind of, you know, deal with pain and all that stuff that we, you know, as comedians, we want to cry, you know, and
so
we want
to. I don't know how to.
We want
to
feel.
Explain how to cry. This
I
is, I keep
know.
Begging people to please teach me how. I know. I literally don't. My body. Go.
I love to go to like really sad movies by myself and just weep. Like a lot of times early in the morning and just like let it all
like
out.
What? Like what kind of, like Norbit? God. I saw Norbit, Norbit at 10 a.m. I saw Norbit at 10 a.m. and I tell you, I did cry.
I would too. Oh my God, it just seems, I can't imagine. I envision of that woman in the bathing suit. He played that woman that was in the bathing suit and it was like, oh
my
God.
He's a genius.
Oh my
but
God.
But I actually do cry in movies. Like I can cry watching things. I'm not actually
usually how I can like deal with it. Is like
channel
you watch a movie and it'll trigger something in me, or like really beautiful music or something.
Yeah, I can't watch This Is Us. I've tried. It's just, it's
I have
not
so
me.
Interest in that.
It's
no,
just
no,
not
no.
Me.
It just,
I can't.
No, it just looks way too medium for me.
I would love for them to cast me in it. I mean, I would love to be in it.
Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't look like there's any unicorns on that show, though. Do you know what I mean? It looks, you know what I'm saying? Like, by,
like
not to
mean,
sound
like,
really snotty, but it just looks like a lot of like, when it, I mean, and the title's irritating to me. It's like the title The Middle for a show. It's just like, don't. I don't want that. I want anything but that.
Yeah.
You know, and they're plenty. They're wonderful people in The Middle.
Mandy
and
Moore, who
Mandy
I love. Skinny
love,
Me.
I
Skinny
love.
Me. She's so fab.
I love
when
Mandy
I always know weight-wise where I'm at. And actually, it happened today. Like, if I'm a little thinner, people will be like, oh, my God. Like, you look kind of like Mandy Moore. And I think she's to die for. Also, she's very skinny now. So I'm like, oh, thank you. And then if I'm a little heavier, as I am today, you'll get in my Uber, like I did this morning, and your driver will say to you, you look exactly like Adele. And then you'll go, wow, thank you very much.
Wow.
I mean, I have a lot of eyeliner on. And I said, thank you, because I've been told that before. So I'm like, okay, thanks. I mean, she's gorge. So thank you very much.
She is gorge. And I will say your eyeliner is very much in step with Adele makeup.
It is. But then he made a point to say, not just face, everything.
No.
And I was like, thank you. Can you just please take me? It's like, it was an Uber X VIP.
Right.
Oh, wait. Then he said to me, he goes, ugh. He goes, I have to really, this is hilarious.
Oh, my
he
God.
Goes, oh, I have to get my car washed today. I really got to get it washed because, you know, when I have my VIP clients, I went, thanks.
Oh, my God. So it's like, he's telling you about the other VIP
the
clients
better
that he has,
people.
They have to work for. Yeah.
Yes.
I've had the craziest Uber experience. I mean, sometimes they are just, it's way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to be talked to a lot. I mean, I hate, it's awful because, like, when the mood's right and when the vibe's right, it's nice to have a little back and forth. But I did get one time picked up by a woman, and she had just broken up with her boyfriend. And I mean, in tears. Like,
oh
she
God.
She arrives in tears, and I'm like, everything okay? And she's like, I just broke up with my boyfriend. And it was like an hour-long ride ahead of us, and I was like, I'm not going to engage. Like, I feel like a horrible human being. Because in any other situation, I'd be like, oh my God, what happened? But I'm like, I know that we're going to spend the next hour
talking
about your boyfriend. And I can't. So it crushed me to just go, oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, so I got to get blah, blah, blah. And then I go, I'm really sorry if I got to do some emails. Like, and I was just lying. Because
you were smart. You're
I couldn't.
Smart.
I couldn't deal with it.
Well,
but also,
one,
I was like, she was in this place where I was almost like, you need to pull over. Mm. You need to not take rides right now.
Yeah.
You need to call a friend.
Go to the Citadel Outlets. I'm assuming this was in LA.
Yes.
Go to the Citadel Outlets. Go into BCBG.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a poncho.
And
just call it a night.
Just,
I know.
Yeah.
I love that Citadel Outlets. Actually,
what is the Citadel Outlets?
They're the worst outlets in LA. Oh. It looks like a medieval times. It's off the 5 near downtown. And
oh my God.
The last time I went there, actually, speaking of crying, this is very funny. It sort of ties into my Adele thing. It was pouring torrential rains the last time I went, and the electricity had gone out in the whole place, and it was like nuts. And I went to the cosmetics company store, and I looked like on Seinfeld when Elaine was like, I mean, I just looked awful, like hair soaked, makeup, you know, running. And this girl who worked there was like, oh my God. She was like, you look so familiar to me. And I said, okay, thanks. And she started to cry.
What?
And she started to cry. She goes, I'm really sorry. It's just like, you look exactly like my sister. And I haven't seen her in like a really long time. Excuse me. And she started bawling.
No.
And ran away.
No.
And then I also, I think it was the day somebody very famous died. Like something happened that day where I also was emotional. And so then I actually started to get weepy in the store. And I was like, this is wrong. I forget what happened. Someone very famous died that day. And I was feeling, oh no, I know what it was. Oh my God, this is awful. I found out a girl I went to college with had passed away. That's what it was.
Okay.
I was like feeling fucking crazy.
Yeah,
and
yeah. It always does a number on you. Even when it's not someone you're super close with, it's like you just kind of go, it's just a reminder.
Yeah, no, I knew her and Facebook friend knew, you know, in that way, but not like close. But I was shocked by it. And so, she was young. And so I was also crazy. And this girl crying, I literally was like crying in the cosmetics company store. And then when I went to check out, she was like, I'm so sorry about before, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, don't be silly. I've had a crazy day too, like trying to bond with her. I was like, I'm also crazy today. And she was like, here. And she just started putting stuff in my bag for free.
Oh.
She was like, just take all this. She was like, just take this stuff. And I was like, really? And you know that I started cheering up. I forgot about it. Then I was like, wait, who died? No, she started putting stuff in the bag. And then she was like, tomorrow's my last day. She was like, I don't really care. So enjoy. She like brought me special lipsticks.
Oh,
I had the best time.
Oh,
one of the
yeah.
best days.
There you go. Yeah. Now that's why you associate crying with going to the Citadel Outlet. You're like, I know exactly where I'm going.
I know that.
I know where I'm going to go cry because I'm going to get some free shit and it's all going to be good.
No, you know what's funny? It's crazy that my brain subconsciously went there.
Yes.
That's really, really crazy. Actually, yeah.
Because
I've
lived in LA for 18 years and I've never heard of this place. But you were like, you were saying it like, you know, do the blah, blah, blah. And it was like, give yourself a Sally Field trip to the mall or one of those things. And we're like, I don't know what you're talking about. But I'm like, I'll go on this ride.
I'm like dying laughing because they are truly the shittiest. Like, I had to be in such a dark place to just like autopilot myself. If anybody in LA knows them, I mean, you see it. I'm like crying. You see it when you drive by them because genuinely you're like, oh my God, is this like a car dealership? It looks like a big castle.
Oh my God.
And
how weird.
It's so weird, but it's like kind of the shittier outlets. Like if you really want, and this is, you know that I love an outlet and I could talk about outlets for the next 3 hours.
Sure.
But if the best outlets in LA, I'm going to tell everyone here, I shouldn't tell you, but I will. Cabazon, which are like the Palm Springs ones, shitty.
Wow.
Way too expensive.
Yeah, I've been there, and they are expensive, because what's the, oh my God, the t-shirt shop that I love?
James Purse.
Yes, yeah. James Purse. I love that that's there. But,
well, that's there, but it's like everything, first of all, any deals have already been taken, because
sure.
it's a million
well,
people
and,
there.
And that's the other thing, too, whenever I'm to and from Palm Springs,
yeah.
I'm either like, I got to get to Palm, I need extra time in Palm Springs, which is so valuable to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, my show is set in Palm Springs. I'm like, I love Palm Springs like nobody's business. I will die there, an old queen in a caftan.
Mm.
That
me
would
too.
Be, yes,
oh
could
God.
Join me.
We honestly would look identical. When we both age, we're going to look like identical twins. Go on.
Painting our faces with the free makeup that we got from crying.
And I'm like, wait, you know, by the way, that last week I thought I had pink eye and I went to the eye doctor and she was like, have you been using the old makeup? I was like, I did buy some eyeshadow at the outlets.
My
she
God.
Was like, yeah, girl.
She's like, yeah, don't.
Ugh, I'm crying.
Anyway,
go on.
Yeah, but I am. Or what if I'm heading back to LA? I'm like, I'm not getting in that mess to go to an outlet.
No, Cabazon is a fucking nightmare. I always go because I like am a curator of outlets. Like I just like to see what merchandise is there, even if I don't buy anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I will say that Camarillo, which is like an hour. I know you didn't come here to talk about this. We
no,
can
I love
on.
It.
Camarillo, an hour north of LA. It's a very beautiful drive and you can get better deals there, although it's not as designery, but they have some pockets. They have a Barney's, like blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay.
But then the secret best outlet is called the Block and Orange, which is an hour south in Orange County.
Okay, I've heard of the Block and Orange.
No one knows about it.
Yeah.
You go there, you schmire around there. They have a Starbucks. It's great. Neiman, Saks, you name it. Then you drive yourself to my number one favorite place, South Coast Plaza in Orange County.
Okay, sure.
There's a Nordstrom Rack there that has the best. I mean, it's the best Nordstrom Rack I've ever been to in America. And that's my tip. I know.
Wow.
I want to be a Rack. The Rack is sponsoring fucking like people who got eliminated 15th on The Bachelor. I just broke my cell phone, by the way, like getting so excited. I'm like waving my arms around wildly. They should sponsor me. I fucking shop there. I'm like fuming
absolutely.
About it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Drew, can we talk about something? We work together. I want to say something about you because I always think about when we work together. And there was, I remember a day where.
On that award show?
Yeah, well, the New Now Next
Awards.
Yeah,
we worked. We wrote on the New Now Next Awards. Yeah.
Many years ago already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was like in Westwood or in Westwood, somewhere far kind of west.
Yes.
And I just remember that I had never met you before. And you are the kind of person, I rank you alongside, I'm going to name some of my favorite people, like a Fred Armisen, Kristen Wiig.
Oh my God.
No, let me tell you why I say this. Like a Martin Lawrence, because you're someone who I look at And anything you do makes me laugh. Like, it's just, you are just naturally so hilarious that anything. So I remember you didn't know me well at all. And I used to sometimes, you know, I'd be bored. So you'd be like looking around and I would like watch you just like pick up a pencil and think. And I would like start crying laughing. And then I'm like, this guy probably fucking hates me because he sees me like literally collapsing.
Sight. Thank God for you in that dark room where we were stuck in there with laughter. And that was such a fun job. But it was also like one of those weird things where you had to, like, really work hard for the tiniest result. Like, mm-hmm. you're literally writing, like, these, like, things for people to say at an award show. And then, like, you know, you just spend all day working on it. And then their people would come back and go, oh, well, they're not comfortable talking about blah, blah, blah. And you have to go back again. It was one
like
of those things.
Abacus, like, Coco the Gorilla levels. Like, yes, we are both yes. talented people. And then it ended up being, like, coming up next. It was
exactly.
why can't they just say something more? And then our host, who was...
Yeah. Great. Yeah. I don't remember. We did this several years on that, so I don't even remember. But
I worked on it a couple of years, mm-hmm. actually. Yeah. It was actually fun. Listen, I love the people, and it's like logo.
I love the
so
people that we
great.
Worked with.
Yeah, of
yeah. Then the people, some that, you know, yeah. And, you know, and then.
Working for an award show is. And this was like low level. I mean, yes. in the scheme of things.
Yeah, I know.
It is not a very rewarding job.
It's not glamorous at all.
It isn't.
And it's also really stressful because you have like a week to throw the whole thing together.
Right. Wait, so you live in LA. You're here now to do the play. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the play directed by one of our other guests who I adore so much, Michael Urey.
Who I love dearly. Who's the greatest.
Who's better than Michael.
You've got to see Torch Song. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't.
It is incredible. He is so beautiful in this show. It's wonderful.
I have to hit him up for discounted tickets.
Yeah,
that's
you hit him up for discounted tickets.
I'm going to go to the Citadel TKTS. See if they're available.
The theater outlet.
Yeah, exactly. No, so you're here doing that. But yeah. So how long have you now been in New York? Because you are based in LA, right?
I'm based in LA. I've never actually lived. This is the longest I've ever been in New York.
Oh, really?
By the end, it will be. I've only been here since the beginning of November, but I'll be here through the beginning, at least the beginning of January, doing the show.
And the show's at the Soho Theater for
the
people.
Soho Playhouse.
Soho Playhouse, I'm so sorry. I was going to say that I had something very scarring. I've lived in New York now for coming up 20 years, but including a 5-year, what I like to call my weight gain stint in LA, when I decided I was just going to fuck it all, put my car in neutral, push it to McDonald's, drunk every night.
Oh my God, I love it.
Anyway, so, no, but something happened to me in New York, you know, obviously where I live now, this past week. I've had a very stressful week, and I want to kind of walk you through it a little bit, and then... I don't know. I just have to share it because...
This past week has been stressful.
This past weekend.
Oh, my God. Okay.
A lot has happened.
Tell me all about it. Okay.
Well, first of all, as my beautiful listeners know, I broke a tooth on a Tic Tac in February.
What?
I did.
I didn't know about that. How was that even possible?
Well, I was chewing a Tic Tac, and I was like, why
is
this...
Oh, my God, that gives me so much anxiety.
Tic Tac rock hard. And then I realized I was literally crunching through the...
Oh, my God.
I was literally like, why is this Tic Tac off-white? And then I went to the doctor, and he was like, you idiot. And so they put in a fake tooth, mm-hmm. and they were like, you have to get a real permanent one. People have heard the story, right? But I'll rehash it for Drew. Then 6 months later, I was eating an avocado peanut roll, and I was like, why is there a tooth? Like, is this the chef's tooth? That's what I thought. Oh, and it was clearly my tooth had broken again. Right.
But it was the fake one. It wasn't another one. Okay, great. I was going to say, if you have more teeth breaking off, I'd be like, maybe calm down on the meth. Just like teeth.
That's my secret.
Teeth are just breaking.
My fitness secret. Meth call. That's me. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. No, but so then they, in order for them to put this new tooth on, I needed this surgery called a crown lengthening, which sounds very Netflix ready, doesn't it?
Yeah, uh-huh, yes,
have you seen the new crown lengthening? It's like the after show.
The crown is long enough. We don't need to lengthen that.
I couldn't sit through one
episode.
I couldn't
either, and I'm sorry. I feel like trash admitting it. It's gorgeous. It's so well done. The performances are amazing, and I watched the whole season.
You did?
I did.
Wow.
Because I was like, you know what? I'm just going to commit to this, but oh my God, I did so many things while it was on. I mean, I played, you know, it was
like
on my laptop.
Wrote a full symphony. You're like, ugh, The Crown was very inspiring to me. TurboTax, ka-ching. Oh my God,
there were 3 episodes about the fog. I was like, come on.
Were there?
There were.
No.
It was insane. It was a lot. It was a lot
I
to
couldn't.
Deal with.
It was too white for me. And
it's
like
very
a white.
White.
It's, ugh, but like boring. You know, my mom has a phrase, no salt, no pepper.
Yes.
I need something.
I need something.
And I didn't find it there.
I need something as well.
Anyway, so back to my tooth. No, so I had, I was supposed to get this done a couple weeks ago and I missed my appointment, which is classic me. Mm-hmm. So they were so sweet. They rescheduled me for last week. Anyway, so I went in, Thursday night I went to a Tinder dinner, sponsored, not like a date. which was interesting. But I met a fabulous drag queen named Ms. Cracker. Shout out. Do you know Ms. Cracker?
No, I don't know Ms. Cracker.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
You will.
Should I
she's
leave?
Very, she's very fabulous. So that's a shout
okay.
out.
Okay, great.
But so then, and oh, and I stole, this is actually fucking hilarious. Listen, I stole from the dinner, although I asked permission. First of all, I was hammered because they kept pouring rosé. Like, you know, normally you can say, oh, I've had two glasses, three glasses.
You
every
have no
time
idea
I
how
looked,
much
it was full.
Right,
so,
right,
and
right.
So, of
right.
course, I'm at a dinner full of women, strange women. I was just chugging this wine like beyond.
Right.
So when I was leaving, they were like, oh, do you want this like Tinder gift basket? I was like, absolutely not, but I would love this beautiful succulent that's like in the middle of the table. And they were like, oh yeah, they were very nice. And yeah, I had a good time. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so I took the succulent. So wait, it had all these little rocks in it.
Okay.
Like black rocks. So the whole night, everywhere I'm going, it's like Hansel and Gretel. I'm seeing black rocks falling out of this thing the whole night. I swear this comes back to haunt me. Anyways, and I'm hammered. So I come home.
Because you're holding the plant like a little diagonal or it's
it was
coming out
over,
the bottom?
No, it's coming out the top, but it was like overstuffed with these little
rocks.
Yeah,
because it was just made for the table. Yeah. And sure.
And I was like, you know, sloshing it around.
Right.
The cab full of rocks. So anyways, no, seriously, I like looked at my sweater. I was like, oh my God, this poor guy. Shook him out. Anyway, so when I came home, I remember being like, be very careful because you don't want these on your floor. And like little black pebbles.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't need to tell you, as I'm opening the door with my key, the door slams into my arm. You know, Rube Goldberg, stones all over the floor. I'm like,
oh,
fuck. So I had to clean it up. So hold on. You're going to laugh.
Rube Goldberg.
Keep these little stones in the back of your mind as I continue.
Okay.
Wake up hungover. Have to get my fucking jaw sawed into.
Uh-huh.
They do stitches. They put the crown on crooked. I have to go get it straightened tomorrow. Okay. Moving along. I'm on now a lot of medication. Tylenol with codeine because I'm in a lot of pain. All this shit.
Hungover.
Come home. I'm like, I'm staying in the rest of the night. I'm in bed. It's around. Oh, I took a nap. I took like a 4-hour nap. I wake up at around 7 and I see like a dark flash go under my door. And I'm like,
a dark flash. What do you mean?
Like peripherally, I'm watching Say Yes to the Dress UK.
Uh huh.
And I see like a flash, like, but dark.
Okay.
And it could have been like my contact with the medication.
Or like a cape.
You know me too well, Drew. I know. Just, my cape flapped. I don't
know.
Okay,
okay. Yeah.
And so, but now I'm like, you know, when cats like see something, like I'm upright.
Yeah.
Like eyes watching the door and I'm like shaking. And about a minute later, a fucking mouse ran back out. I've never in my life, almost 20 years in the city, never had a mouse. I had a roach here and there, but never had. That's an animal. I mean, that's like a full mammal now in the house.
Yeah.
Run out back into the living room. I was... I screamed so loud. First of all, my neighbors, if God forbid anything ever happens to me personally, I'm a goner because my neighbors did not give a fuck. Later, they were like, everything okay? I was like, yeah, didn't you hear me fucking scream an hour ago, asshole? They were like, yeah. I was
But screaming. We know you, bitch. We know you.
I've been there a month, by the way. They don't know me. It's a new place, so I like don't know the holes and everything. So anyways, make a long story short, I flip the fuck out. I'm like, you know when like in movies when you're trying to find the key if a robber comes?
Oh.
Call my super who happens to be working, thank God. He comes up. He finds it behind the mirror. I mean, I am holding a tennis racket. Don't even ask. Like, it was no bra. I mean, Niecy Nash and Reno 911 hanging out the bottom of my tunic. Don't even go there. Anyways, he finds this mouse and now runs into my coat closet. I make a little like, you know the doors they make for kids and dogs like so they can't. You know, like those little gates. I use a framed picture. I take it down to use it as a little wall.
Oh my God.
And we didn't see it since. So anyway, I don't know where it went. So my best friend comes over. We're going to talk about Jeopardy in a minute because you guys, Jeopardy, do you watch Jeopardy, Drew?
I love it. I haven't watched it in a while, but I do love it.
I feel like the story is taking too long. The point of the story is I called exterminators to come the next morning because I didn't sleep. I mean, I was fucking crazy. Like, I was, I'm not normal. I know that. I'm an abnormal person, but I live by myself. I'm weak. I'm very, very tender. You know that about me. The most tender.
Yes.
Cancer with a Libra moon. Forget it. I'm cursed from birth, okay? And so, make a long story short, so the guy comes, and he's now looking up, pulling the fridge out, and he goes, oh, yeah. He's like, I see a lot of their droppings. And he starts pulling
there.
It was the fucking stones from the...
Oh,
he was literally like, yeah, look at that. He was like, look at this, like, all droppings. And I was like, no, that's from...
Those are drunk stones from my wine dinner. Figure it out, dude.
I was like, come on, you're... It was expensive, like many hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he stuffed all the little holes. My mom, by the way, I don't know if... I called my mom Friday. I go, Mom, they're going to come tomorrow and they're going to stuff all the holes in the apartment. She goes, well, you better get out of there. And I was like... What? And she goes, all my jokes go over your head. And
oh,
then I
my
got
God.
It. She's awful.
Anyway.
Mom.
Wow.
I know.
And also, Mom, I was traumatized. No jokes.
Mom was all laughs.
So did they? Have they not found the mouse yet?
No. But I think it's gone.
Okay.
Everything has been stuffed, duct taped. Also, there are snap traps now. I mean,
okay,
there's,
I was gonna say,
under
are
my
gonna
pillow.
Have snaps?
Oh, my whole apartment's a snap now.
Okay.
You cannot walk into my apartment without stepping on a covered rat trap, basically, because I'm fucking crazy. Like, I'm.
Yeah. Oh,
and I'm going to LA, and I'm sure I'm going to come home, and it's going to stink. Like, I'm just shitting. I'm freaking.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I have 11 months left on my lease.
Oh, my God. But, oh, I know.
What do I do?
A mouse, that's really... Because, I mean, I'm not really that squeamish about things, but then you're also like, yeah, it can die somewhere. It can, and it's just, you know, and you don't want it crawling up your leg and the whole thing. It's, no.
And it was not acute. It wasn't like Cinderella mouse. It was
right.
Dark brown, big mouse.
Yeah. Oh.
Poor thing. Can you imagine how fast its little heart was going, though? It was
oh,
really
my God. Terrified.
Like,
terrified
so
of you.
Afraid.
Terrified.
I was absolutely abnormal myself.
Well, you know what's so weird about the... I'm staying at an Airbnb.
Oh.
And woke up the second morning that I'm there.
Yeah.
And I was putting on my clothes to leave, and I stepped down, and I stepped on shard of something, and the place was so clean. I was like, why is there And it was there was glass on the floor.
My God.
I was like, what is on the floor?
No.
And I look behind me, and there is a broken, shattered, I found out later it was an antler jewelry holder thing. The girl's place that I'm staying in.
That is so fucking
and shattered.
Specific and perfect.
Know,
like,
right?
Of course that's what it was. Yeah. Oh, my God. Go on.
Shattered on the ground. Dirt everywhere and little black rocks everywhere.
No.
Because a plant was on the ground right next to my bed. And there was a poster from up on her wall that had fallen, I guess slipped off the wall and fallen and shattered all this stuff. And it was the biggest mess.
You didn't notice it until you put your shoe on?
No, because it was on the other side of the bed.
Oh.
And I was like, there's no way I could have noticed this in my sleep. It must have happened during the night before I got home.
Yeah.
And I got home and just, you know, crashed and then woke up and...
Oh, my God.
So I had to, clean up this whole mess. And then I'm terrified because I'm like, it's the second night I'm there. I don't know this girl. And I'm having to text her and be like, I hope this is not like something your grandmother gave you on her deathbed.
Yeah, you know how they loved
an antler
ring holder.
And I didn't know what it was. It was like, it's like an antler sculpture thing. I don't know what it is. And she was like, no, it's not even a big thing. But it was like, I guess it was an earthquake. I don't know what happened.
What?
I don't know.
No.
I'm on the fourth floor. This poster was up so high. There's no way I could have knocked it off.
Was there an earthquake?
I don't know.
There was when was this? This weekend?
This would have been, this was this weekend. It would have been
New York earthquake. Because there have been earthquakes in New York, but very
slight
ones.
That's what she said. That's what she suggested. And I was like, earthquake in New York? I was like, also on the fourth floor? I was like, that just seems crazy.
Well, what do you think could have done it?
I don't know what could have done it.
Maybe a neighbor was having rough sex or something and it knocked it down.
It may have been.
Think about it.
Something had to slam, but it also was up so high that it was maybe from someone above.
Two giants.
Oh, yes. We have two Gorgons living upstairs. They're probably just fucking. Oh, well.
That's my one-woman show, by the way. Two Gorgons fucking. Keep your eyes peeled, folks. Soho Theater.
But
no,
I love that little black little rocks have traumatized us this weekend.
These rocks are fucking me up.
Yeah, but it was one of those things that was like I had to figure out. It was a crime. And I was like, did I do this in the middle of the night? I'm like, there's no way I could have knocked this off.
Yeah.
You know, I
couldn't have to be careful with the glass.
I know.
You need a Swiffer.
I know. I need a Swiffer
everything.
The whole thing. And the whole, I know.
My super also gave me, because I had some scuffs on the wall, and I said, oh, can you tell me what kind of paint it is? He goes, no, I'll bring it to you. So first he brings me a thing. He brings me a huge tub of probiotic yogurt and hands it to me. And I'm like,
wait, what?
What on earth? And he was like, your paint. And I was like, oh, my paint. So this motherfucker be real regular, because honestly, it was like a tub of probiotic yogurt, but inside was paint.
Oh, okay. I'm confused. I was like...
But it was creamy, clear paint. It was clearly, hopefully, a glaze. I mean...
Yeah, and not just yogurt.
Or something else.
Oh.
So, anyway, so I told him, I was like, this is wrong. And he went, okay. So then, now when he came up with the mouse, he hands me now a tub of tahina. Like, tahina paste. And I'm like, what's this? He goes, the paint. So, of course, because I'm the dumbest Jew in the world, again, copywritten, I, without checking, like, testing it, I just start, like, Mark Twaining it on the walls, like... Like, it'll be fine. It's at least 3 shades darker than my beautiful wall color.
Oh, no.
So now I have dark smears. Like, I'm telling you that karma does get, like, whatever, people who are upset with me, anything, I'm so sorry I've done it. I've been repaid. Okay, so let's clear the slate. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
All come back to me.
Yeah.
Wait, can we talk about Jeopardy for a minute?
Yes.
So.
I didn't know there was some controversy on the finals. It's like the finals this week?
It was, well, the last 2 weeks were Tournament of Champions.
Sure, okay.
Well, what was the controversy?
Okay, well, somebody posted something on Facebook, and I was like, they have a very good reason to be upset, because there was a question, and I can't think of it now, exactly what it was, but it was basically a turn of phrase that had a sexual connotation, and the kid answered, I think it was a kid, right? It was like college students or whatever?
No, they're adults. They're
okay.
Young, though.
I'm 40, so I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, that kid.
You know, like, they were 38.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, child. So anyway, but he answered Freudian slip, and they said,
oh, yes.
The answer was actually a spoonerism.
Yes.
But this person was on Facebook saying, I'm so furious because it actually is a Freudian slip,
yes.
And it had sexual connotations. Which is what
Freudian.
Is what Freudian, and so
I remember.
And they were saying that, oh, that was like, that's really, and I was like, and that was a Tournament of Champions, and he lost, and he lost.
I wonder if it was Mandel, because we have a mutual friend who's very into game shows. I wish that I had that.
I don't think it was Mandel Elligan.
Yeah,
no, it wasn't Mandel.
Okay. Oh, I
it
wish
was,
I knew.
No, it was someone else.
Wait,
I'm
gonna
like
I'm gonna Google spoonerism, and see if someone,
and I
go on.
Yeah, and I saw that, and I was like, that's a very valid argument. You know.
Well, I have to tell you that I have never been as invested. This, for me, made up for any Bachelor controversy. It's like this Tournament of Champions was above and beyond the most exciting time of my life. I mean, it was just, it was really fulfilled a lot of things for me. And it's because there were so many entertaining people on this year. Mm-hmm. So the final three were three guys who I loved equally, and actually I tried to get one of them here today, and we'll talk about that because he didn't write me back, but
okay, well,
it was,
he's famous now, so
I know
how it works.
I know, and I was like, get over it. Uh-huh. Like, and I was like, it's fine, but he's very nice. So anyways, it was Alan Yang, who's fab, Austin Rogers, who won like $415,000 this year on the season, and he's a bartender in Hell's Kitchen, and then of course my love Buzzy Cohen, who we talked about here last week, who is like from LA and so nice, and follows me on Twitter, and like married with a kid, so like everyone just take it easy, but
yeah
just beyond lovely and very stylish and whatever else. Anyway, so I actually emailed Austin to come on before. I actually thought he was going to win because he was so great this season. And
is Austin the one who lost on spoonerism?
I don't remember who lost.
Okay.
I think it was actually Alan.
Okay.
But I could be wrong, but I cold emailed him. Like, I didn't tell him where I got his email from, and I won't tell him ever. And he never wrote back, and I was just like, Austin, I wanted him to be here with us today. But
yeah.
But good news is that Buzzy, I think, is going to do the podcast when I'm
out
in LA.
Oh, great. Oh, awesome.
I'm really excited, along with Louis Vertel, who you know.
Oh, who I love dearly.
He's the best.
Who was also, he was a champion.
He wasn't a champion. Not
he
was on
winner.
It.
He didn't win?
Mm-mm.
Oh, see, I didn't tell you what I know.
But no, he won for us.
It's like the Oscars. You're like, they have an, and you're like, no, they were just nominated or whatever.
I'm like,
you don't
no,
remember.
Jessica Lange and Always. I
yeah,
know,
exactly.
No one remembers.
Right, no one remembers.
But
that.
She won. Well, Drew, I'd love to continue chatting. And we will.
We will.
Right after this break.
Great.
It's our favorite time of year. It's holiday time. And you know that I shop all year long, but I really especially shop a lot during the holidays because I love to shop and I love a sale and I love a deal. And the problem is that holiday shopping is hard because obviously there's throngs of people at your favorite stores. And sometimes it's just better to stay indoors. Am I right? I believe the best gift you can get family, friends, lovers, teachers, you name it, anybody you know, is the MVMT or Movement Watch. I've told you about it before. It's a beautiful watch. I'm wearing one as we speak. They're just gorgeous, beautifully made, not too ticky. Like, they're really, really great wristwatches. And the best part about it is they're really, really cheap. And they don't look cheap. They're just financially very cheap. They just start at $95. And they truly look like a watch. And I'm not just saying this because, you know, I love a bargain. It looks like a $400 or $500 watch. Like, people who see it are going to know that it's fancy. And what's better than feeling fancy during the holidays? Really nothing. They've already sold over 1 million watches around the world. you can get in on that. And the best part is, I'm going to tell you right now, we have a 15% off coupon for your movement watch. So you have to go to their website. It's mvmt.com/batch. And then automatically you get 15% off. And guess what? You have free shipping and free returns. So really, there's no reason why you shouldn't be going there right now, to mvmt.com/batch. And just check out the merch. See if you like it. Buy one, buy six. They're dirt cheap. And they just look classy. And it's the best gift. Now, everybody loves a watch. Who doesn't love time? And that's all I have to say. So have a wonderful holiday and just stay home and get yourself a movement watch. That was such a great break.
God, I needed that break. I lied down. I laid down.
You lied.
I lied.
Laid real down.
And then I
down.
Laid it down.
Drew, what is your life like? What's your family like? Tell me about you as a man.
Oh, my God. Me as a man. I feel like I've had the same life all my life. Like, I've pretty much all my life, I've, like, gotten up, gone to school, and had meetings or rehearsals in the afternoon and shows at night. Like, literally since high school, that's been my life.
Oh, my God.
I've had the most... I feel like I've changed the least from anybody, like, that I grew up with. I mean, in terms of, like, my core. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, I've kind of always been kind of doing what I do.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, it's like, I remember, like, doing plays in high school with people that all have gone and done other things. And I'm like, nope, still doing play, you know.
Well, that's me. Yeah, I mean,
and,
I get it.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and it's like a thing where I'm like, I've kind of always known. Like, my brother, I have a younger brother who is wonderful. And he has been, he said, like, 5 different lives. I mean, like, if you, people that knew him at different stages, they're like, they can't believe, because he went through this crazy period where he was super rebellious, and then he was like, you know, hippie. He was like a punk, and then hippie dippy, everything. And then now he's like,
is he like a dad now?
He's a dad and has 2 kids and sells insurance, and you know,
oh my god, it's like Vicky Gunvalson. Yeah,
and it's just he's always been who he is, but it's like, if you would say that to somebody that met him like 10 or 20 years ago, you'd be like, there's no way. You know, but for me, it's like, oh, yeah, well, of course, that's true. I mean, I feel like
I've
always
been...
You didn't
have a rebellious period ever?
Kind of, but not really. I mean, like, I was like the straight A student. I was like, you know, and then lots of drama. My senior year of high school, we were caught smoking pot. And so we like got... But I mean, like, nothing. Like, it was like... And then, like, even, like, there was a summer I was, like, kind of slutty, and that was kind of it.
Fun, though.
It was super fun, but I was, like, I'm not really
cut out for it.
No. I mean, I just, I don't know if I can, well, sure, who knows, who cares?
I mean.
I just, last weekend, on top of doing 2 shows on Saturday, I went and hosted a sex party in Brooklyn.
You did?
And that was just so fun and crazy for me, but the only way I would get to, that I would, like, go to something like that is if I'm asked to host it. Like,
wow.
Because I'm so nervous to be, like, as me, to, like, just go and, but I'm fascinated
like as
by
a,
it.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, obviously, we were talking about this the rest of the show because I have a lot of questions. I've never been to one. Let's just put that out there.
Yeah,
so,
me either. I've never been.
Was it your first sex party?
Yeah.
Well, as a host, I mean, are you narrating?
Well, that was happening like in another area.
Oh,
and it was actually so friendly. There was no attitude. It was all different sizes and shapes and ages and everything it was lovely. It felt very inclusive, and I was not expecting it to feel, I'm always so intimidated by stuff like that. And also, like, you know, I don't realize how, like, many hang-ups and how Presbyterian I am to get in that. And I'm like, oh, my God, what are you? But I loved how free everybody was to do that. And so for me, like, the closest thing was, like, I'm going to host it. But there was there were comedy acts happening in another room. There was a DJ.
How could you not ask me to perform at the sex party?
And so,
I would have killed.
Hey, I mean, that's the thing. But, it, you know.
Full gimp mask. I'm like, zipper's stuck. The zipper's stuck. Like, I can't do my set. I'm like, it's jammed. Go on.
They, you know, they did ask me, that there was a drag queen that was there, and she was like, do you want to wear a mask and go in the back and play? And I was like, that's so nice. But I was like, I'll be so identifiable, like walking around.
Like,
it's
for
me
to dead giveaway.
A dead giveaway, like in a mask. And I'm like, pretend I'm not the, you know, I was like, no, I'm all good. Also, I'm like, I'd be even like weirder in a mask.
Also, like a Nixon mask. Like, what kind
of
mask?
I know, like, wait. Hot.
Yeah, that actually, I'm telling you, my body temp has risen 15 degrees since we started. I'm literally sweating.
I did one of my shows that I did was called Drugs, but it was because it was just me telling stories about when I've done drugs, because I have done quite a few drugs, but I've done a bunch of drugs in my life. But every time, I have so many stories because I handle them terribly, or I still decide to show up to things. Like, I'm not the person who's like, I'm too fucked up, I can't go do that thing. I'm like, oh no, I have to do this thing, because I'm such a nerd. But I show up when I shouldn't at times.
That's hilarious.
Or the next day when I'm like, you should be at home sleeping. And I'm like, no, got to get to this thing.
What, may I ask, have you, because I'm not a good drug person. Like, it's just not, and I'm in a way happy because I watch Intervention and I just don't know.
Right, yeah.
Like I told you that after my surgery, I got Tylenol with codeine and I was like shaking as I took it because I was like, oh God, like, it's a slippery slope. Like, this is it. And I have to tell you, I felt really nauseous and sick after taking it. And someone commented that I may be allergic to codeine. Like, that's
you might be,
who
yeah.
I am, you
that's,
know?
Yeah.
But I've never done like LSD, any acids, any, because I'm one time in my life I took an Ambien. I won't tell you when, but I stayed awake on it. Like,
oh, then that's when you're gonna start eating raw bacon and drive to Florida.
That sounds great, actually. But no, I remember. I mean, the circumstances are like very personal. I'll tell you off pod.
Uh-huh.
But I took an Ambien and it was like, of course, to like make me go to bed. But I was like, you know, up. Because I was in a strange place. And I remember being like, oh my God, this is fucking awesome. Like, the curtains were like flowing and beautiful. Like, I felt relaxed beyond. I didn't sleepwalk.
You hallucinate when you stay awake on Ambien.
Really was nice. Like, it wasn't scary. Because I'm convinced that if I took LSD, the first thing I would see is like a hooved devil. I'm convinced that whatever lurks, like,
see,
past the happy person.
Oh my God, if I saw a hooved devil, I would laugh so hard. Like, Satan, Satanism, devils, witches, all that makes me laugh so hard.
Whatever's ready to get out is so dark and evil and like twisted and fucked up that I would never be the same.
Then I would just say don't do it, because it's like,
I'm not going to.
But the thing is, when you do those kind of things, when you do like LSD or mushrooms or that, you just need to be with somebody who has done it a bunch before, who can be your guide.
Right.
And you kind of laugh about that, but you really do need somebody there going, okay, everything's fine, because you start to go, oh my God, look at my fingers. My fingers look so weird.
It's like even scary now, and I'm not on anything.
Just have to be with somebody going, that's just fine. Look, I have fingers too. Look, I have the same fingers. And then you're like, oh, okay. And everything's fine. But if you're by yourself, because I have been by myself before, and that was one of my stories when I was on shrooms, and I was with a friend who just takes a lot of drugs, and it doesn't affect him at all. And we were popping, it was the first time I'd ever done shrooms, and I was eating them like they were potato chips. And I didn't understand that maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
And I was near my apartment. I was in an apartment in the same complex. And so I'd been drinking, and I thought I was going to be sick. Mm. And so I was like, I'm going to go home and do that really fast.
Oh, no.
So I went back to my apartment. I didn't feel like I was tripping at all. I was feeling really nauseous, which is what happens when you take mushrooms, because it's poison. And so I went back to my apartment, opened the door, and it was like menagerie. I was in my place, and it was just this amazing. Wow. And I was, and I swear I did like an hour of stand up to myself in my mirror. Like, I just took off, and I was like, I got material, and I don't know what. I have no idea what I was doing, but everything I was doing was killing.
I'm not joking you. It would have been my last day on earth, because I would have literally died laughing. Like, well, I mean, even you describing it,
it would have been nonsensical and made no sense. But I was like, I was so, and I was just like, this is so amazing. And I was just laughing at everything, and everything was funny to me. And then it took the sharpest, darkest turn in which I was like, I'm evil and I need to be killed. And somebody needs to come over here and kill me right now, because I'm so evil.
That's what I'm afraid of.
And I couldn't get
crying.
Out of it for hours. I couldn't get out of that. And then I had to go to a work meeting. This is in Los Feliz, so East Hollywood. Let's just say 45 minutes away from Santa Monica, at least.
Yeah, and the Citadel.
And the Citadel. I was a waiter at the time, and I had to go to a restaurant work meeting that morning. And instead of staying home, I went to this work meeting, having not slept at all, still tripping, drove to Santa Monica, and made it to the got to the meeting. I was at this work meeting.
I'm picturing you on a Razor scooter. You're like, I drove. We must few furiously pedaling. Yeah, go on. Oh no.
Got to this work meeting. I remember there was a guy that I couldn't stand.
Oh.
Who was, and he walked in the door late. Mm-hmm. And the next thing I remember was a girl across the booth from me grabbing my hand, furious, going, "Drew, shut the fuck up.
No.
Drew, shut up. Shut up, Drew." And I was like, "What am I saying?" I didn't even know what I was saying. Apparently, for a good like 2 or 3 minutes in a row, I was screaming, "He's late. Let's fire him. Fire him. He's late. He's fired. Let's fire him. He's gone. He's out of here. Bye." And I,
God.
I didn't remember thinking it, let alone saying it. And I think that everybody at the restaurant at first was laughing because they thought I was making jokes. But then it was like, it went on for so long, it was sad. And it was like, he's not going to be okay. He's not going
to
be okay.
I'm telling you, my dream in life is to shadow you for like a week because I would come out of it thin. Like, I just feel like I would... Oh my God, that is so fucking
so that
hilarious.
Was, yeah, that's like, oh yeah, maybe don't.
But that's what I'm saying. That, like, you telling me that, even with marijuana, like, you know, I had a very bad stint with it in college because I never really smoked it. I was like, I didn't even drink in high school. Like, I was dorky, you know, and I was like, whatever. And then I went to an okay college, a fine college, whatever, great college. And and I was like, oh, I'll, like, dabble in a little pot. And then one night I smoked. I was like not feeling like I was sad. So I just drank a lot and we were having an apartment party and I smoked more. I mean, Cheech levels. Like, I didn't know. It's like you don't know what's too much. And I ended up in the hospital. I stood in my room and I was like, this is funny. Oh, every room had a theme. So like one girl covered her whole room in foil. And then I was like, that's the girl that I was fighting with. So I was like, oh.
Foil? Was that talk about
it was just
meth or like.
Yeah, it was like the Breaking Bad room.
Yeah, okay. yeah,
and
yeah.
then I was like, my room will be like the Brit Pop room. Like, I was the laziest thing. So I like pinned a British flag and I played Blur. I was like, yeah, that's my fucking theme. Like, fuck everyone. And so at one point I'm standing in my room and I was like, with some friends. And I was like, so weird. Like, I can't breathe. And they were like, what? And I was like, I can't breathe. And I literally tore my shirt open. I like ripped my, I was
oh
like,
my God.
I can't breathe.
Oh my God.
And the entire... the entire baseball frat. I lived like my window looked into the baseball frat window, so like half the year I just spent watching guys jerk off. Like literally, it was like the whole junior year. But they all it was like Brady Bunch heads like bing 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 to like see what the fuck is happening in there, and they called 911. I mean, literally, I lost my mind. I couldn't. It's like I had a stroke. Like I couldn't feel half my body. I was like, I don't know what's happening. And actually, a friend of mine who was an experienced drug user was the one being like, "You're completely fine. Like,
right,
it's
right.
in your head." But I'm like, you can say it's in my head, but physically, right now, I can't breathe. I had a reaction to it, and so I went. I went to the hospital. They literally like I gerbil balled like juice. I was like, you know, and then I got a cracker. Like I had a cup
gerbil
of juice.
Gerbil balled juice.
I like licked. Some like OJ out of a thing, and they were like, "Okay," they were like, "Okay, you're fine. You can go home." And then for weeks and months afterwards, I was having panic attacks from it. Like it was like in my system for a long time.
Yeah.
So I ended up leaving the country. I went abroad because of it because I was like, I have to get out of New York.
Yeah.
And I left. So then I didn't smoke weed for a long time. Like here and there, but I just couldn't. Like it was.
Yeah.
Even to this day, if I smell it on the street, I'm like nervous. I'm like, oh God, something's gonna happen. Wow. But I was like, I convinced myself that I'm okay eating it, you know? And so.
That's even worse. That's even more intense.
Well, but I was like, for me, it was like, it all starts in the throat. Like all my panic for me,
if I ever have anything, it begins
in the throat. And I've learned to be like fine and whatever, you know, to chew a piece of gum. And I'm like, okay. But so the last time I, and I wasn't even very into that, but. Like one time, oh my God, at Coachella, I've told this story before. At Coachella, I like licked, the only time I've ever done quote unquote like Molly once in my life was at Coachella and there was this hot as shit guy. I like licked something off his finger and I don't even remember like the next, I don't know. I mean, it was fine. This isn't like a Me Too story. But all I remember is that night I went to the Neon Carnival, which is like the big Coachella thing.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even feel anything off the, like, I was like, oh, Molly, you're supposed to be, like, sensual and, like, touching. I literally did not feel anything. And at one point, I shot a fake gun, like, at this carnival. And the noise of the bullets, I started to sob. I mean, and I was with people I did not know well. And I was fully weeping at the Neon Carnival. And it was like, Molly's crazy. And then another 2 years passed, and I had half a pot cookie. also in a mild, well, this wasn't professional, but this story was in a mildly professional setting, like people in the professional world who I was just befriending, and they were like, come over, like, we'll drink whatever. And I said, oh, I'm going to bring a pot cookie that I had, which I, big mistake. So they were just drinking, and I was like, I'll just have like a quarter of this pot cookie. Well, an hour goes by, and I never.
That's the problem is with the edibles, you don't think you're high, and so you do the, and it's always that second helping.
This. Or a third.
That. Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll do it.
I ended up eating about two-thirds of it. And I want you to know, like, as I tell this story, know that the stories that I'm telling you, these are, like, the only times I've ever done drugs. Like, I don't, I'm not a good, I'll drink. I mean, I'll have wine. I'm fine. I know when to call it, when to say
right,
when.
Right,
you know,
right.
I'm familiar with it. But anyway, so I'm sitting in their apartment, and all of a sudden, I was like, I have to leave right now. Like, I was like, if I don't get out of here, I'll never work with them again. I mean, this is it. So yeah. I made them. I don't remember how I got home. I, like, got home. Went inside my apartment, fell asleep on my couch. 3 a.m., I hear gunfire, but, like, literally next to my ear. Like, someone has a gun and is shooting off around next to my head.
It's just another girl with Molly.
That's my new show. I snap off the couch, and, of course, I was fine, and I didn't go to bed the rest of the night, but I read a thing in the New York Magazine, that something happens with your synapses sometimes where they can fire in your brain, and it can sound like gunshots, and I think that that's what happened to me, because it really sounded real. Like
when you're high, like, because sometimes it just things are amplified, and, yeah. Oh, my God. Well, and
why I don't do drugs,
and
everyone,
the thing about
kids.
Pot, it's just the one drug where you think you're acting crazy, and you're not. Like, other people around you are like, you seem fine. Mm. But in your mind, you're like, I'm a lunatic. And I just said the dumbest thing, or I've been sitting here forever. And you can seem a little dim or whatever, you're high, or like maybe talk too much. But but it's the one drug that I find that I'm so self, like, deprecating. Whereas other drugs, you're like, I'm doing great. Yeah. And the next day, you're like, you were a monster last night. You're like, what? You're like, you know, booze and coke and all the other things make you really, but you feel like you feel invincible,
right?
You know, when you're on those, but on with, you know,
but that's a good feeling.
Pot,
like, why
you
would
like,
you want to feel like slovenly? Like,
yeah, you have to take the right, find the right pot.
I know,
not do it if you don't. I mean, it's like why put yourself through? It's like roller coasters. When I was about 30 years old, I was able to like come out to myself with the reality of I don't like roller coasters
really,
and I don't enjoy them. I only survive them. Like, at the end of a, end of a ride, I'm like, okay, I lived through that. Yeah. Like, I don't enjoy anything about it. I'm like, why would I do that?
I did the Tower of Terror.
I did that too.
A couple years ago. Yeah. And I was like, this will be fun. And I screamed. I mean, it was truly not funny.
No.
People were laughing as to my, like, I was funny to everyone in the little car or whatever. Yeah. It was a fucking scary thing.
No, I was with a group of people that some of whom I didn't know very well. And it's like when it throws you up to the top and you see the outside and you're looking out over the whole park.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're going to fall down. And they take your picture.
Yes.
Well, everybody else in the group was kind of doing these like really kind of cute whatever faces. Mine was like sheer panic. It was just like white. It was just like the scream mask. I was just like, get me out of here. No, I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it.
I like certain roller coasters. I was trapped actually at that same park. This was at, what is it? Like Great Adventure, Grand California and some shit. This is in Anaheim. Mm-hmm. No, I was on the Ferris wheel. And you have a choice. You can either go in ones that are open.
Uh-huh.
And like, oh no, ones that stay just normal Ferris wheel as you go around, or ones that rock back and forth on like coasters.
Uh-huh.
And you're in a cage basically. So my friends are like, let's rock back and forth. That's fun. You don't realize that the ride is literally 4 hours long and you're trapped in this metal box as it never stops rocking. And we were there with these Asian tourists who did not find me funny. Like they were trapped with me. Literally, they weren't like... You would think they'd be like, oh my God, this is like crazy American. They were like, this bitch is unhinged. Like, this is not
right,
a funny
right, right, right,
oh,
right, right.
Can I tell you one quick funny thing that I was actually excited to tell you, and then we can call my mom or whatever else. I had a thing that happened to me on the subway yesterday that I think you'll really appreciate. So the subway was packed. I was heading down to 14th Street. And there was a woman who I was like against the door. And there was a woman in front of me, short, in like a... I call it the Tito Jackson hat, but what do you call it? It's like that puffy mushroom cap.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking
about. Like a felt one.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And she was
like Luigi.
Luigi.
Okay.
Yes. prime Luigi hat. Thank you so much. That's why I love you so much. And she was holding a hefty flex bag, you know, that has a little stretch, full of fucking garbage, but a big bag as the train was packed. And I was like, watch, like eyeballing this bag of trash. Like, this is great. Cause it was an inch away from my leg. And at one point the train stopped, or like she wasn't holding on properly, and she stamped on my foot. She had like a little chunky boot on, kind of like a middle-aged woman, stamped hard down on my foot, did not even turn. You know when you step on someone's foot, that is not an accident. And yeah. she didn't say, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I would have been like, no problem. Just alleviate the tension. Did not even acknowledge it. So I'm already fucking pissed. So now, and I'm like huge, you know, I'm like 6'1". I was in like a chunky boot myself. So I'm truly like full on Yao Minging on this train. Anyways, now the doors open behind me at the express stop. So I, being a New Yorker, I get it. I go to move in, you know, to the car because I want to make room for people. And she is slamming into my leg with, and it was sharp, with this garbage now. But it's really hitting my leg as she's also, we're both like meandering inside. So you know that I'm like, now I'm like fuming. And I go, please don't hit me with your garbage. That's what I said to her. I go, please don't hit me with your garbage. And she like didn't say anything. And I wasn't even sure if she could hear me through the Luigi hat. But so I'm holding the pole and she's now giving me death stare. And you know that I also, my mother's from Israel. Like, I can return that shit so fast. Yeah. So I'm staring at her and she doesn't say anything. So anyways, her stop comes and she comes over to me and she goes, it was really great. She goes, just so you know, it's not garbage. It's recycling. She was like, Australian. She was Australian. It's not garbage. It's recycling. Like that. And I am now like, oh. And I go, really? Well, I mean, I could have decimated, but yeah. I wasn't there for that. I said, okay, well, you also stomped on my foot earlier and didn't apologize. And she goes, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't realize. And I went, there you go.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
That's what I needed.
And she like walked off and that was it. But I was like, you know, you're heightened. Like, oh my God, what?
Oh, you're so up. I know.
I'm up.
I know.
And then I said, there were people sitting under me, you know, and I'm like lording over them. The story's actually bad. The whole thing out. But I said,
I have a follow up to what you're saying.
I said, I go, oh, maniacs left and right. Like, you know, like nobody looked at me. I was like, all right.
Where's my people?
I was like, maniacs, you know what I mean? And truly people just were like, no one had their headphones in. They were just
staring.
They're
just like, no, I don't want to make eye. I'm not kicking aside. I don't have a dog in this fight.
And then it's like, I'm the maniac. Anyways, that was it. Well, it's not garbage.
It's
also,
garbage.
By the way, it's recycling. Also, recycling is fucking garbage.
That's
kidding
what I was
going
to say. It's the exact same thing. And it's like, sorry, it's not like, you know, wet jello or like, so, like, you know, like something like, you know, it's like.
You're like old beans. Yeah. It's like a trash bag full of fucking baked beans.
Trash.
It's trash.
You know, ass. You Aussie ass. Yesterday, I went and saw Cruel Intentions, the musical.
Oh, how is
which
it?
Is so fun.
Is
it's
it?
So much fun. It's so great. But it's one of those shows where, you know, people drink and eat during the show.
Oh.
And they sing popular songs from the 90s.
Oh.
It just brings back all that 1998 memory of what Cruel Intentions.
The best year, by the way.
There were some girls. Oh my God, it was so fun. And also, there's so much music from that area that you're like, oh my God, this is so great. And there was a table of drunk girls that were right behind my face. That was like just an earshot, who were talking during the show and then trying to sing along with the music, not with the show. But for each other, like trying to remember who could remember more lyrics to the songs.
What?
As if they were like in their own like party, and they were so disrespectful to the actors on stage.
Wow.
They don't realize actors can hear that. And I'm all about an audience because I mean I'm doing my show right now. I had these guys on the front row that were screaming at me, going, "Work, yes, tell it," and I was thrilled. I love.
Oh, you like that? Okay. Good.
I didn't know where
that was going.
I like it when it's supportive, when it's with me.
Right.
But when it's all about you. I'm not here for
it.
And these girls were, it was all about them. And they were on their phones. They were talking. And then when, you know, I'm only happy when it rains comes on. They're trying to come up with the next lyric. And then they're just going, nah, 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 when they don't know the words.
Wow.
And it was
you
so.
You didn't say anything?
I sure did.
Oh, I always do.
And I just got up and I was like, could you please keep it down? And
you got
then
up to do it?
I got up. I had to get
Damn.
Up because it's loud in there. It's a band that's going. And I got up and I walked over there. And I was like, you just please keep it down. And then all four of them started screaming at me about, this is the kind of show where you sing along to me, yeah, sing along, whatever. And well, what happened then, you know, to their dismay, was that everyone around them started screaming, shut the fuck up
wow.
to them. We all like, you know, united, you know, 93
what
of them.
What a great moment.
We're all like, nope. We were like, nope, not happening. Because
no.
It was like, because
oh
I was
God.
Like, I knew everybody around me was feeling it. And I was like, nobody else is going to do it. So I was like, please shut up. And it started, and they were ashamed And I was like, well, sorry. But I was like hot the rest of the show.
I was going to say, that is like genuinely audio porn to hear that for me. Like, that, I'm turned on by that story so much. This has been a very emotional roller coaster. This whole show, I've been just so many ups. No downs.
So many things.
All ups.
All ups.
That, I have to tell you that I saw Hello Dolly with my parents with Donna Murphy.
I saw too, and she was brilliant. She was so great.
I saw her with her twice, actually, because you can see it four times with her or once with Bette. It's up
right,
to you.
Exactly.
For the money. But she was just unbelievable. The show is, it is arguably the best Broadway show I've ever seen.
It's delightful.
It's so good.
You feel like it's like the 60s and you're watching like what a Broadway show used to,
but
you know what I mean?
Big numbers, beautiful singing. I mean, yes. I have not enough
but
good
it was
things
like
to
the,
say.
But like real sets. It wasn't like CGI. It wasn't like all that like weird liquid. Like so many Broadway shows now are so like digital and you know, and everything.
Bags
like,
of Jello.
It bags of wet Jello or whatever I was saying earlier. That's Broadway. But like this is like a real like beautifully painted sets.
Yes.
The costumes are so great. I know. And Donna Murphy, I saw her very first performance.
Did
and I was
you?
In the second row and the audience was so angry that it wasn't
what?
Bette Midler. Before the show started.
Oh my God.
Even though it's printed on the tickets, even though Bette's not in the program,
it says
they know. They told you.
Yeah.
They told you Tuesday nights is with Donna. And these people were so upset. There was this woman, a couple rows over, and she was out loud going, you know, it's really disappointing when you buy your tickets months in advance and she doesn't even have the decency to show up. And this queen next to me said, excuse me, ma'am. You were told this. This is printed on your tickets. And he was like, you're getting ready to watch a 2-time Tony Award winning legend. So you need to calm down. And he was like, don't be mad at Bette. Don't be mad at Donna. And I was like, I love that.
I love him. You have
this
great
bitch.
Stories. Audience stories.
So, yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I will say that I saw it a couple months ago with my friend Dan, and we got him on, you know, they were cheap. I think they were like $79 for great seats.
Yeah.
And then when my parents were in town, I was like, oh, and my mom hates the movie Hello Dolly. She literally fucking can't see it.
I don't like it either.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't lie. I'm not a barber.
No. We'll talk about that off pod.
Yeah.
But but my mom was like, ugh, I don't really want to see it. And I said, please trust me. It's just so great. And literally the entire show, my mom was grinning. Like, they loved it. But why am I bringing it up? Because, so, you know, first of all, I'm a very tall girl, 6'1". So when I sit in a theater, I know that the people, those seats, first of all, I can't physically fit in those seats.
I'm the same, right with you.
Full womb, like knees pressed literally through the wood. Yeah. There's like two lumps from my knees into the seat in front of me.
Yeah.
But, So I always am like apologetic-ish to the people behind me, but also it's like not my fault and it is what it is.
Yeah.
And they could not have been nicer. The row behind me, just beyond lovely. I like, you know, in the intermission, you like chat with them. You know, there's a nice vibe
also
with the
6'1",
right people.
Also, you're tall, but you're not a giant. Like,
well,
I'm 6'3", so like, I know, it's like I'm, you know.
Yeah, but you know, I have the hair, whatever.
Anyway.
But now two rows behind me, there was a family. The second the show started, these people got out. It was like Mr. Cellophane from Chicago crinkling a thing of almonds. And let's now crinkle this bag. But and like digging with their disgusting fingers in for some peanuts. I don't even know. Crinkling the entire time. And you know that I am not normal. That's why I'm here, right? And I have to say something, but the problem is they were not like, I couldn't get up because they were behind me. So I couldn't just stand and be like, and also I like the ladies behind me, so I didn't want to like bother them.
Right.
So I kept first turning, and then, you know, my mother's also absolutely abnormal. So like the two of us are fuming. So now I reach my long, you know, fucking long arms. You know that my ape index is through the roof. You know about the ape index?
Mm-mm.
It's the ratio from your arm, fingertip to fingertip height versus your standing height.
Huh.
So it's like a big thing for rock climbers, tennis players. So I'm 6'1", like height wise.
Uh-huh.
I have a 6'4" wingspan.
Really?
Yes, I have really long monkey arms.
Wow.
So, and not an athlete. Can you imagine? But anyway, so I long tap a knee. I like reach all the way. I literally, truly stretch arm, strung my arm. I was like, tap, tap. I said, through these ladies. And they actually thanked me after. They were very nice. But I was like, you have to stop. And then they were like, this bitch. Okay. You know, like I'm being rude. And then sure enough, and it's so funny to me because then in the intermission, they were like giving me dirty looks and the women behind me were like, thank you for saying something. But I'm also thinking, why the fuck didn't you say something? Like,
I know, that's the thing. People are afraid to say something. And the thing is, you know, it's so hard in that situation because you want to be like, I'm trying to enjoy the show. I'm not trying to start a fight with you. That's not about
exactly.
You. It's not about me. It's about the show. And also, people don't realize that the actors can hear that shit.
I believe it.
The actors can. They think, you know, they don't understand how acoustics work in a theater. And they think it's, you know, just about you being sensitive. It's like you're rude to everyone around you. And every time you do that, every time you ask someone to be quiet, everyone else around you goes, oh, thank God somebody else did it.
I know.
And I'll be that person. I'll just be that person.
But you know why? Because we're performers. And yes. So we know how
and
annoying
I just
it
am
is.
Immediately like, no, in defense of that person, those people that are up there and everyone else around you that paid a lot of money to see the show. Like, no.
No, I have, and you know, I used to say, I mean, I call myself the audience Nazi because I go in full Rafe, and I'll call people out. Yeah. By the way, I want to thank everyone who came to my UCB show last week, because you know, UCB Chelsea is closing.
I know.
It's so sad.
I know, I'm so sad.
And I had my last show in that theater. They're moving now to Hell's Kitchen, which we'll discuss eventually. But everyone at UCB is so nice. Shannon O'Neill, who came here, is so great.
They're
like
so great.
I know. I just want to thank everyone who came, because it was actually a full house and it was a great show. Great energy, and so I'm sad that it's closing.
I know. It was legendary. I know. I've seen so many great posts on Facebook when people are telling.
I know. And then, of course, I have like no
Chelsea
photos
stories
from there. You know, I never take pictures. All right, let's call my mama really quick.
Yeah,
you have to go in a second. Is your family here?
Yeah, they're here. But
are they?
Good. Yeah, they're flying in any minute now. I don't know. We'll
brother. Okay. How are they getting in from the airport?
They're taking a cab.
I'm calling my mother, Judy. She may not pick.
Hello.
Up. Hey.
Hi, Michelle.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm about to walk into Costco.
Oh, I hear it's like American Gladiators in there because of Thanksgiving.
Oh, no, I just came back from the dentist.
Oh.
And they took an x-ray and they told me that there is nothing wrong with me. So we left.
Congratulations. Wait, Mom, you're on the podcast. Do you have 2 minutes? Quickly.
Oh, hi. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me just get out of the car.
Okay.
And I'll be right with you.
Okay. You notice how the voice changed a little bit. It got higher.
Michelle, my voice is not changing a little bit. But I wish it was changing. And so far it didn't.
Okay.
What's
happening?
Let
me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Nothing. I'm here with my guest, Drew Droege, who is the funniest comedian in America.
Oh, hi, Judy.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
All righty.
Mom,
okay,
I want to discuss a couple things with you, other than the holiday.
Yeah.
I'm not going to my parents for Thanksgiving this year. Who's coming over? Who are you preparing for, just the two of you?
I have Kathy and her husband.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
All right. Ma, a couple things. I want to quickly discuss with you Jeopardy last week and your thoughts on the Tournament of Champions.
Alrighty. It was the most, in my opinion, the most exciting, Final Jeopardy or the Champion Jeopardy show, I think, ever.
It was.
That's what Michelle said.
Because we are going to remember each and every one of the contestants.
I agree.
And that's something that I usually, you know, I watch Jeopardy every night. And the following week, I would never remember, you know, any one of them. But here, each and everyone had great personalities, and they were very smart.
Yeah. Mm. Mom, Buzzy is coming on the podcast.
Oh, my God. That's great. He's very smart. You better, you know, chisel up on your knowledge.
Okay, I'll make sure to bring up the phrase, chisel up on my knowledge. I'm sure that'll ring some bells. I'd be like, so I've chiseled up on my knowledge. They'll be like, not a phrase. Wait, Ma, also, let's talk quickly about the American Music Awards, because I know you watched part of it. Drew, did you happen to see it?
No, I didn't see them. Who won?
I only
Pink?
Missed a half an hour.
I don't know
who
won.
Because I have to tell you, all the performers were great.
Yeah.
The staging was amazing. I mean, it was very entertaining, I think.
I will tell you that I
you
got
know,
into...
there's a lot of talent. I love Lady Gaga. I mean, it was great.
What do you think of Christina Aguilera?
I have to tell you the thing with Christina Aguilera. She had a huge close-up for a very, very long time. And her lips quiver when she's trying to belt out a note. And I have to tell you, the quivering was just a little bit too much for me also. So out of all the performers, and I love her, she sucked a little bit.
I actually watched it this morning, and a lot of people online were saying that she had work done to her lips, which I think it's pretty obvious because they were very, you know, when they turn fishy, like the separation between the skin
it's
and lip.
Trout mouth.
Yeah, she had it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a shame because she's pretty. You know, I never get why pretty people do
I don't get
like
why.
That.
I mean, that whole thing.
She's very, very pretty and very, very talented.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, to sing any song, any Whitney Houston, I mean, I don't
it's
care
almost
how
impossible.
Great you are, but it's impossible.
I agree.
You know, it's it's hard. I mean, she was a unique talent, and
yes,
unfortunately,
Well, I will tell you that
herself real good.
I accidentally upset millions of K-pop fans on Twitter yesterday because there was this band called BTS.
Oh, yeah.
The Korean band, they were great.
They were good. And I just tweeted, I was live tweeting, so I just wrote, to all those asking, yes, I contributed to the vocals of this BTS performance. Like, just silly, whatever.
Right.
Well, it's now been retweeted almost 700 times, and it's been faved over 3,000 times.
Oh, my God.
By a combination of, because K-pop has a, it's like One Direction fans, like crazy fans, by a combination of people who either believe me, so they're like, who are you? Like, they think I'm like their backup singer, which, by the way, amazing. And also people who think I'm accusing them of lip syncing, because a lot of things. So it's, I've basically enraged millions of people around the world, specifically Koreans. I didn't mean to.
Oh, my God.
I really didn't mean to, but I'm getting a lot of
international incident.
Because they were great.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I really liked them. It was like I love their hair. Whoever did their hair did a great job.
And, yes.
They sang in Korean, right?
They sang in Korean, and apparently, because they were being accused of lip syncing, not by me, certainly, ever, in case anyone's listening from the K-pop community, but no, they were so good, you know, that people... Uh-huh. People were like, as someone tweeted at me, I'm just going to read this. Even if you did contribute vocals, which I doubt, you acted as if your voice.
I love it.
It's amazing. You acted as if your voice can go as deep as V's and go as high as Jimin's. Bitch, don't get bopped. That was a tweet I got. And I just want that person to know that my voice, mom, and you know, can go very deep. I mean, I have, I almost am afraid.
I have to tell you, none of those boys can go as deep as you.
That's a fact. I mean, should I?
And you also have an amazing singing voice as
Thank you.
So it's like that, you know.
I can go as deep as this.
And I can go as high as this. That's pretty good.
I mean,
good.
That is a range.
That is range.
Right there.
Please
for real.
Leave that in, Alex. Whatever you do. Mom, are you still there?
I'm
all right.
Here.
Okay.
Michelle, I'm in the parking lot of Costco.
All right.
Let
right.
your mom get
Listen,
her turkey.
I want to wish your guests and all your listeners a very happy Thanksgiving.
Sweet. Thanks,
have
Mom.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay.
And have a good time.
All right. Well, listen, get some delicious foods. Good luck. Don't get run over. And I'll call you later.
Alrighty.
Love
bye,
you.
Everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Judy.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, I think that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
Off this earth.
Oh, my God.
Wish everyone, first of all,
happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Drew, you're here for Thanksgiving?
I am.
Are
I'm
you
in
performing?
Town. I have shows on Wednesday and Friday,
wow.
So I'm in town. Yeah. So I'm just going over to friends on Thursday.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm really excited.
Well, I want to... Thank you so much for coming here.
Thank you for having me. I had a blast.
And
I laughed so much. I needed this.
Congrats on opening night tonight.
Thank you.
Your show. Tell people name, time, where they can buy tickets.
Yes.
Plug it away.
You can go on brightcolorsandboldpatterns.com and all the info's there. It's at the Soho Playhouse and it runs to the beginning of January. Come see me. Come say hi.
He's the funniest, the best show. I saw it. Highly recommend it. You're my Donna
Thank
Murphy. You.
You
know that.
Oh, my God.
And and everyone listening, adore you so much. Have a very lovely Thanksgiving. And guess what? We're going to be coming at you from Los Angeles next week because I'm co-hosting. I should plug this. I'm co-hosting E's Daily Pop all next week. So from like noon
God,
to two.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'll be co-hosting. I'm looking very Adele-like, so get excited. Jawline nearly invisible. You'll love it. Any of my haters out there, watch. You'll feel great. And if you love me, watch it because it's a lot of fun and they're such a great crew over there. I love them. So that's it. So happy Thanksgiving and we'll see you next week. And thank you, Drew. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, Michelle. Mwah.
Bye.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things.
Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And that's the episode. We hope you loved it. Again, if you want to hear this show every single day, go to www.patreon.com/mishcall, M-I-C-H-C-O-L-L. You can also follow me on Instagram, X, TikTok, all the things. Mishcall, M-I-C-H-C-O-L-L. I'm running myself into the ground for content, and I want you to be a part of it. So we'll see you over there. And thanks again for joining us. Bye, guys.